Any worthwhile lucidity on the blower or the same stammering goings on? All right, we'll try this one. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Grace.
How are you?
As you're saying, the world's going to hell in a handbasket, man. Second coming is coming up soon.
Excuse my noise. I got a cold here. What do you mean, second coming? You mean you have a date over, or the God's coming
the
back?
Apocalypse, man.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Coming soon.
They always say that it's coming. It never comes.
Within the next 10 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you think within the next 10 years, I got to say, in the next 10 years, the sky will open, a guy will come down on a cloud in a long robe and slippers or flip-flops, and he will say to us, "That's it? It's over?" I mean, the sky, yeah, but what's it going to be like? It'll be like, "And behold, I come unto you. I come unto you. It is the time of judgment." Kind of one of those kind of numbers?
Yeah, one of those, man.
And you'll be happy about it?
As long as I stay doing good.
What do you mean, as long as you stay doing good? What do you mean, the man, there's going to be the second coming and you'll continue your job at the tire balancing place? If there's the second coming, you're going up there with him.
Well, better up there with him than down below.
With my luck, 10 years from now, I'll just have gotten that real nice waterfront with deep water slip at Hilton Head Island, and it'll be the second coming. I'll be like, "Oh, God, I'm glad you're here. But, geez, I just bought this place in Hilton Head. Let me at least enjoy the boat a couple of years before. I mean, I know heaven's got to be great, but look, I got this Hatter, 67 feet, 2-man diesels in that bad boy, and I got a front place in Hilton Head. I don't even have to get up early. I'm retired. Finally got out of the radio business. That 3 a.m. crap is over. Now you come? Why now you come? You couldn't have come 10 years ago when I was schlepping into D.C. every day. 3 o'clock in the morning, watching out for a skyjacking, a carjacking, whatever it is. Now you're here, now that I'm retired. Can't you at least let my arteries harden before you take me? Tell you what, don't come. I'll come to you. 10 years, I'll be there. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, but you got to look at society today, man.
Society, shishmiety. The society's better than it's ever been. What kind of work do you do?
Right now?
Yes.
I'm working a cashier at a mobile station, man.
Well, to that, sir, I say, nah, nah. You want the second coming, because anything to get out of that bulletproof booth, you're sitting in there looking at these creeps giving directions and selling banaka. Well, let me tell you something. My life is sweet. I'm not ready for a coming just yet. Maybe when I'm gazing and I can't walk and I don't know my own name, then we can have the second coming. But right now, while I'm enjoying life and life is good and I can have a nice meal and I got my funny little honey, I don't want the coming.
Hey. I'm only 20 years old, man. I want to live to be your age, what, 35?
35, yeah, I'll take that. So, but anyway, good luck. Just don't throw that second coming stuff around lightly.
I'm not taking it lightly, man.
And for all you know, when she comes again the second time, she may be ticked.
Oh, yeah.
Think about that. Yeah, because there's a thing on TV tonight. Look at this. Here's a show you want to watch. Tonight at 9 o'clock on Lifetime Television Network, politicians have been telling us what women think. Tonight, it's our turn. Look at this gathering of angry dames here, all glowering. I mean, what is going on here? Women across America speak out on the campaign issues that affect us all. Hey, I love dames. I mean, my mother's a woman, my wife's a woman. I love women. I love the women I work with here at 101. But I tell you, they look just a little angry. I can see myself. Oh, great. 9 o'clock, honey. Put the Lifetime Network on. Let's sit there and watch this for an hour. Yeah? Oh, she's commenting on the Freedom of Choice Act. All right. Anyway. All right, sir. Good luck with your second coming.
All right, man. You have a good day now.
I'll be laughing out of the other side of my face, as the saying goes, if the coming is this morning, won't I?
Yeah, you will.
I'd love him to get on the air with me. That'd be the ultimate interview. You know what I'm saying?
Good morning. Waddle doodle doddum, waddle doodle doddum there. Yes, it's the second coming, and I've chosen the ring dang do. 101.1 on the FM dial. King Tao Tu, he said unto them, and the sea of Galilee, Abotal E, with me.
That'd be wacky, wouldn't it, sir?
It would.
All right.
Take care, Grace.
10 years, right?
10 years, man.
You just moved up my whole retirement schedule.
Yep.
5 years from now, Hilton Head, deep water slip. All right, thanks.
Take care, man.
You bet.
Yeah, bye. Hey, Sid.